Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Wisdom is free.
Knowledge and understanding too.
Love is the key.
Love can open any door.
So I
should never so much hate.
Is that man is a fool
to what he do not know.
Like my good friend say,
man to man is so unjust.
And
you don't know who's who to trust.
Be good to your brothers, be good to your sisters too. This was ordained to be done.
Just like the seed of sun,
wisdom is free.
Knowledge and understanding too.
Love is the key.
Love can open any door.
So I should there be so much hate? Is that man is a fool
to what he do not know?
Like my good friend say,
man to man is so unjust.
And
you don't know who's who to trust.
Be good to your brothers, be good to your sisters too. This was a day to be done.
Just like the seed of sun,
wisdom is free.
Knowledge and understanding too.
Love is the key.
Love can open any door.
Oh, love, love.
Knowledge and understanding too.
This is Sam Cooke. As you can see, like me, he's awful pretty. And we are here now working on a record called The Gang's All Here. And Sam and I, we expect to have this out in another week or so.
Would you like to give us a preview of this disc?
Well, I want to give you a little introduction on it. This record is talking about, you know, me, the greatest, and the various people in countries such as England and Paris. And we'll give them a sound.
Come on, let's give them a sound.
We'll do a lot better if we had the music here with us.
All right, we're going to do it.
We're trying now.
Hey, the gang's all here. Join in the fun. Hey, the gang's all here. We're going to swing as one.
Do it again now.
Hey, the gang's all here. Join in the fun. Hey, the gang's all here. We're going to swing as one.
Is New York with me?
Yeah.
Is Chicago with me?
Yeah.
Is London with me?
Yeah.
Hey, the gang's all here. Join in the fun. Hey, the gang's all here. We gonna swing as one.
Mayotte Hotep, Grand Rising, and Better Love. Welcome to the Truth to Power show. I'm Beverly, and also we have co-host is Eric. How are you doing this evening, Eric?
Well, we ain't drinking no Jim Jones Kool-Aid, and we ain't getting no chicken from no rabbit. That's what's coming. What big old bear. Yeah, you see me, I was in my element today with the berries. I've been chilling with the berries and, you know what I mean? Going around them thorns.
Yeah.
So, you know, respect and nature as usual. Yeah. And respect to everyone. I want to say big up and greetings, everyone, with a great greeting from the Abyssinian center of the world, Tenanestilan. And, yeah, man, I feel good, Bev. And thank you so much for opening up these airwaves on this, this vibrational rising day. You know, my real close cousin of mine, man, she passed away this morning. So I want to say big up to Sunshine Rising. Yeah, but man, she left up out of here. A real natural gateway, you know, so it's all good, you know, and she would appreciate the vibe. She would always, you know, give me thumbs up on progress in any kind of way, you know, improving myself and helping others. So, yes, thank y'all very much.
Yes, have my condolences. That's not the one that used to work in the restaurant in California. Remember, the show?
That Pink's Hot Dog Stand, that's her mom. Her mom is the one that came on, my Aunt Rosie May. Yeah, I want to say big up to her and big up to my cousin Will. Yeah, Big Will, Big Bird, and Brenda, and all the other my my primos and primas. But anyway, yeah, babe, that's her. You know, they worked at Pink's Hot Dog Stand, so you know, seeing Red Fox and all these people, you know, just walk up. It wasn't nothing to us. You know, we seen them on the regular. They come there and get their food. You know, so
right.
You know that's So you know, it's it's funny, you know, whatever's in your upbringing and your blood and your roots is going to come up. It's going to come to the surface, you know, no matter what. Where you are, you're going to be yourself at some point.
That's
being
true.
Fake. But
That's true.
So, you know, big up to her. You know, like I said, you know, she left up. I, you know what I'm saying? I'm with those natural vibes, you know, so I know it's all good. And I want to say big up to a couple of trees before we bring in our guests. I want to say big up to the acacia wood tree. I want to say big up to the pecan tree.
Okay.
I want to say big up to all trees that give out fruits.
Okay.
I want to say big up to geometry. Say big up to the poet trees. You know, I want to say big up to the magnolia tree who give out the fragrant white flower, you know, smell like lemon. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say big up to the eucalyptus tree, to the pine tree, you know, who give you quartz crystal called amber. And sometimes you have ancient billion-year-old, you know, creatures that was here on the planet trapped inside of the amber crystal. So big up to the pine tree and for its turpentine uses, you know what I'm saying, kill worms, all different kind of things it helps you for. Yes, apple tree, mango tree, avocado tree, and then we'll be free. Bless it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
well,
we got it. Oh man, we got Mr. Carlton Livingston up in the house. Oh man, respect, all the rosters out there, all the singers and players of instruments, you know, all the foundation elders that came up in analog years that played real instruments, you know, that can harmonize and know chords and, you know, geometry and know how to improvise, you know, and know how to tune up instruments, you know. Yeah, and even had their family broke up because they love was their instrument. You know, they didn't have no love for no other body, their children or their family. You know, they just took off on the road, music. You know, and they, you know, sacrificed themselves. You know, there's people out there that's like that. Most of the people that we love in music had that type of story. You know, they were drug addicts. They were the lowest of the low, but they had the best of music. So we big them all up. You know. Yes.
Okay. Well, we do have our guests on. Carl Livingston, the legendary Carlton Livingston. How are you doing this evening? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great today.
Excellent.
Mr. C, yes. Glad to have you on the porch in Beverly's Porch. Yes, sir. And, just a while ago back, we talked and, we talked about them Sam Cooke vibes, so, you know, we're here with the cooking today. We're going to cook it up.
Yeah, I catch the last one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's excellent. Yeah, we got a while to go. You know, we're going to try through the dance hall. And if you would, Mr. Livingston, for the people who don't know about your roots and your upbringing, could you bring us up to date, and then we can move forward?
My name is Carlton Washington Livingston, and I was born in a place named Gale St. Mary, in the parish of St. Mary, and I started out singing in church when I was like almost a tot, because my mother usually played the pipe organ at church. That's where I got my start, at church. And I moved to Kingston at an early age. I was in an early age, about 12, 13, I think, if I can remember. And moving to Kingston, you know, I started actually before I moved to Kingston, I was experiencing when sneaking out, going to dance, you know, listening to the sound system, stringer playing music. And by the time they started to play, I had to be back in the house because my mother was with me. So to watch them string up and play warm-up music. And then when I came to Kingston, I came to Kingston, went to school, and then after a while, my friend basically dragged me into singing because I didn't want to sing. I just wanted to write. And being dragged into singing by a friend of mine named Tony Walcott, the opportunity started to open up for me because I didn't realize my voice was so totally different than a lot of people. So, you know, over the years, I started to sing. You know, did first album I did was Soweto. Judah would record some songs. Then I hook up with Clive Jarrett, and Sly and Robbie, and Bebo Records. And over the years, I've done tracks for The Life Records and a lot of big-time producers, you know, in the business.
So, in other words, that that coming up as a youth and sneaking out, going to the dance, to the sound system, because I would have been – actually, I think a lot of us have the similar story. You know, we had to sneak out the house to go see the one that we love or – you know, go to the dance or whatever to get the rubber dub on the girl, you know. Eventually that led into you getting in a taxi with Sly and Robbie and creating a foundation for yourself. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Clive Jarrett opened the door for me because he knew Robbie more than I knew Robbie from school days. When I went to Vauxhall School, Robbie just left. But I knew his brother, his younger brother, so I knew Robbie from a time. But Clive Jarrett is the one that really opened the door, and Lone Ranger opened the door for me to, you know, get to know them more and start to do work with them.
Yeah, I want to say big up to Robbie Shakespeare, you know, with the ancestors now. And since we're in 50 years of hip-hop month, a lot of people still might not know. But, you know, hip-hop comes out of Jamaica. And some of the grand architects is U Roy, Big Ute, you know, man like that, Sassafras, and, you know, mm-hmm. a bunch of more giants, you know, Lone Rangers in that, in the mention of the greats, boasters and rappers. But, Beverly, you have a question for him?
Yes. Do he live in the States or is he still in Jamaica?
No, I live in the States, about 30-something years.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, I think you're in New York. Is that right, C? New York?
At this moment, I'm in New York, but I live mostly down in Maryland.
Oh, yeah. All right. In the Baltimore. The Baltimore. Man. How poetic is that, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Beverly has a lot of scorching sounds on the table. You know, we're going to get it going. This is the early warms. You know, we're just warming up Mr. Carlton Livingston. You know, I told Beverly in a conversation about your song, 100 Way to Collyweed, and for y'all out there who don't know, it's funny how man can come against a plant. I don't care what kind of plant. It could be oregano. It could be rosemary, right? It could be watermelon. If you come against a plant, you have a serious mental problem. So anyway, there's a lot of, weed songs made, but Mr. Carlton Livingston here, without any debate hardly on anybody, you can ask anybody, when it comes to the songs, marijuana songs, he probably have one of the most biggest anthems out there with his song, 100 Way to Collyweed. So, yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Mr. C, I know that's not the first time you heard that. You already know. For somebody who didn't really even like your own voice, you know, that's pretty amazing. But, yes.
Well, just work out that way.
Yeah. So I know we talked about Sam Cooke and we're going to see what Beverly has cooked up on the plates tonight, you know. We got dub plates. We got greens on the plate. We got berries on the plate. Well, what you got over there, Beverly? You going to cook up some Sam for us? Cook some green eggs and Sam.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. We'll do some Sam. Hold on a minute here. I got to get my
Go right ahead. In the meantime, Mr. Livingston, please tell the people how it was walking into the studio with the great musicians at Channel One, and just trying to get comfortable with riding rhythms and, you know, getting accustomed to the sound system. You know, how was that experience?
It was overwhelming in the beginning, but because actually I was ready, because I this guy Tony Walcott, he usually let us practice and stuff like that. So just the names alone and in the presence, like Sly, Robbie, Bo P, a lot of these Dean Fraser and stuff like that. It was overwhelming, but like after an hour, it was all right. It was all right.
Right.
Because I found they accommodate me with the songs that I were doing, you know. They would listen to my ideas, which at that time I didn't realize I was producing the songs. And I ended up producing my first album. And I have to say, give credit to the musician, because they helped me along in that process, which I didn't realize I was doing producing at that time. I was just trying to get my songs up.
Yeah, big up to the singers and players of instruments. You know, sometimes we take that for granted, but you know, digital can never replace that real vibration coming from a being, you know. Beverly, you can let off steam if you out
all
here,
right.
Deb, if you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay, here we go.
I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Wonder why my baby can't be found. I'm lost and I'm looking for my baby. Why my baby can't be found, lost and a searching for my baby. And
ain't gonna do it, honey. No, I ain't gonna do it.
Oh, I'll never treat you wrong, darling. La 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 cha la la cha la 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 cha la la cha la 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 cha la la. No, no, it's time to sing something sweet and soft, like something sort of sentimental right now. I know you know that I know you know that I know. I know I'm telling y'all I know.
Ladies and we'd like to, right now we'd like to put together medley of songs for all the gentlemen in the house tonight. All the gentlemen, because by observation we found that we gentlemen every now and then have a tendency to sort of neglect the ladies. So I tried. Observation, baby. Yeah. So take it, gentlemen. Take it. Here's what we want to tell you. This says very simply that look. Oh, she may be weary. Women do get weary wearing the same shabby dress. And oh, if she gets weary, try a little tenderness. No, let me tell all you fellas that I know you won't regret it. Women, don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. And oh, it's all so easy. Try a little tenderness. And every now and then you have to tell her, honey, I love you. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you for them sentimental reasons. Tell her, I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart. Can't you understand that I love you, I love you, honey, I love you, I love you, and you alone, you were meant for me. Tell her, darling, give your loving heart to me. Tell me we'll never, 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 never part. And also you have to tell her, darling, you send me. You send me. Tell her you, baby, you send me. Honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. I know that you thrill me, darling. Oh, you thrill me. I wouldn't tell you if I didn't mean it. That works. You thrill me. Honest you do. And oh, yeah. But look. Oh, tell her at first I thought it was infatuation. But ooh, it's lasted so long. So now I find myself wanting. I want to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know, I know. But oh, whenever I'm with you, I know when I'm near you, yeah. Send me. Honest you do.
All righty, that was Sam Cooke.
Yep.
Now, did they listen to a lot of Sam Cooke at back home when you were back home? Or was it mostly reggae?
I listened to a lot of Sam Cooke, Sam Cooke, Brooke Benton, Peter Davis. I mean, there was a variety of music I was listening to growing up, but Sam is my personal, favorite.
Okay, right. Are you still doing music today, or are you teaching it, or are you just
I'm still recording.
Now?
Still writing and recording.
You're still recording?
Still writing and recording.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Working on a new set of work.
Okay. Okay. So how is it in the States when it comes to reggae music? Do the radio play it, or is this certain areas or certain stations, or how is it? What's the difference between over here in this culture and Jamaica?
Well, over here, some radio stations will play, but they're mostly into, like on the East Coast, it's more into the new music, but like over in the West Coast, they still play a lot of reggae, a lot. Like it's down in San Diego. I could speak for San Diego because I'm going to San Diego like next month, and it's pretty good over that side. But it's mostly like on digital platform now, like Spotify and stuff like that. Most things have moved to digital platform, but it's all right. It's good. It's moving.
Okay. Good. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I want to say big up to the San Diego Posse, Tipper Lee. Want to say big up to Tipper Lee in San Diego. And that California all the way from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco and the Bay Area, big on the reggae up there. Big, especially in Humboldt County. Big up to the Humboldt fam. Beverly and Mr. C, my first ever interview viewing somebody from the reggae era is Fazel Pendergrass. And we were in the studio, and I was playing some High Times Band from Channel 1. Fazel was on the lead guitar, and Fazel jumped up, and he said, Ross, that's me. And I said, what? He said, yeah, that's me right there. I'm playing that. And he said, who's that singer? I was playing some Coco T. He said, oh, man.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, that's my band. They was performing that night. I didn't even know who he was. I was sitting in the room with a legend and didn't even know. And a couple of months later, he died over there on the West Coast in the Trinity River out there going to the, reggae concert out there in Humboldt. But he was going to play for Don Carlos. That's how he died. And how he died, there's several interpretations, but we know this much. He fell asleep at the wheel, and I think his car rolled over in the river. He got in the river, but he went back down under the water to get his guitar, and actually he retrieved it and held it up above the water. Then we went back down. Nobody ever seen him after that. He passed away. But what a spiritual. It's a lot of ways you could interpret these happenings. But yeah, it's just amazing. It's amazing. You never know who's going to cross your path, Yeah, interesting.
True.
Yeah, true. So, we know that Sam Cooke was with the Soul Stirrers. And was you hearing that in your household, with your mom and your sisters when y'all were singing with your Ella Fitzgerald and, all different type of gospel music? How was that in your household?
Yeah, it was like that because at that stage, Jamaica music industry was just a fledgling industry, and most of the stuff that we were getting was from North America, like down south and stuff like that, Chicago. And when the farm workers came, they would buy records and bring back to Jamaica, and we started to hear them. And then after a while, after the business started to go away, they started to press American records down in Jamaica, so we would get them.
Yeah, I know that's huge because I came up like that listening to Duke Reed, Treasure Isle, Cox and Dodge, Studio One, And man, you know, how you like that overdub, that Sam Cooke with that Studio One? That was fire, huh?
Oh, yeah.
With them Naya Bingy drums.
That was great.
Yeah. So, you know, it's, yes, sir. Them live instruments make a huge difference. Analog, I'm still a cassette man. You know, I have hundreds of cassettes still. You know, I told you about the one with Nitty Gritty on, and you on the B-side. That's what got me listening to B-side music was you. Yeah. Most definitely. So yeah, I looked something up, y'all, while we was listening to the Sam Cooke. I looked up dub, the word dub, which if y'all should get this in y'all soul and spirit, and focus on this word dub. D U B is one way to say it. D U H B is another way, and D H U B is another way. So there's many ways to say dub, but it has many variations of interpretations. You know, we know it goes back to the Vikings. And, you know, in Ireland and all of that, too. But I wanted to just keep it in context as what, you know, because dub plate music, pressing dub plates and dub music and instrumentals on B-sides, I would have to say that Jamaica is on the top of the hill when it comes to this creation. And, you know, it's a powerful vibe coming from a little small place. And I'm so glad to have you here, Mr. Livingston. And I want you to break this down about dub. Yeah, give thanks. And so here's one interpretation of dub is really powerful, all right? Dub. In French, it originates in French and is to invent with dignity or title. All right? So that means it's a noble word. It's actually, the word is interpreted as being a noble word. It's a high nobility act. Dub, D-U-B. And then y'all just heard that interpretation is to invest with dignity or title, which we beginning to learn about that and study that right now. And then when it comes to copper, so Beverly is over there in Motown, and Detroit, Michigan, and we know about the copper mines over there. They're full of copper. So check this out, dub as interpretation to copper is in India. That was the original coin for India was the dub. And it was a copper coin.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And then also it has some negative interpretations, but, you know, we alchemists, so we could turn these negative interpretations into our good. So it also a pool of stagnant water. And it's and another interpretation, it comes from D-U-B to D-Y-B. And that's Scottish. This is from the Scottish interpretation. It's a pool of stagnant water, but it transfers to dib, which means deep. So a deep stagnant water. And we know the Four Tops made a song about that, you know, still water
run
deep. And then it has an interpretation of onomatopoeia, which is O-N-O-M-A-T-O-P-I-A, onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia means it means another word that's close to the sound of another word. So in other words, you have dub-a-dub. Right, because I told you it's various spellings of the word dub. So dub-a-dub. Right. And then you have rub-a-dub, right? And reggae is rub-a-dub, okay? And then it's also, it goes over to the, this is funny, it's a sound of a drum, the beating of a drum, the striking of a drum, a blunt, dull thrust to a drum, or a blow. You see what I'm saying? So when we hear the reggae music and people are letting off their gunshots and different sounds, this is a chemical process that we know deep in our resonant blood, you know, from ancient times, you know, the trees and carving wood and putting animal skins and using our fingers and our rhythms and our, you know, to exercise and, you know, getting stretching, you know what I'm saying, breathing, all these liberty techniques, you know, and reaching up and getting fruit trees, that's a form of exercise. You bending down and picking greens and different kalilu and stuff, that's exercise. Everything we do is yoga and breathing and tantric, you know what I'm saying? So that's some of the interpretation of dub. And we know today is a drumming day, so it fits right into the what we're doing today, you know. So yeah, give thanks. Dub.
Yeah.
And we know that the most powerful thing that comes out of Jamaica is dub plate pressing. You know, a sound could have a certain artist big up their sound and just shut a whole dance down. Just everybody just turn off the lights and go home because you can't play a record that would be bigger than that record. You know, so it's,
yeah.
it's you know, yeah, it's a bit. And Carlton Livingston is one of those people that if you it has to do with timing. It's timing. It's the setting. You have to be intelligently select, you know, to keep competition up with the best of the best of the best of selectors. But definitely Carlton Livingston Dub Plate have shut a dance down before. Yes, that's real. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Mr. C, once again. So, yeah, I think we're ready to get into some Mr. C's music at this time, Bev. You have some up? Yeah.
Yes, I want to play the 100, so I can
flash
hear
it.
That
one. Mash it.
This part with a man called Harry, we said, 100 meter curly with 100 box of dub plate. Now, big up the man called Harry, I'm on Carter Livingston, so squeeze it off on them idiot sound boy, I call them a fool. We kill them, we murder them, destroy them, pulverize them, annihilate them, we kill them, oh yes. 100 bucks a dub plate, we kill them sound tonight, kill them tonight. 100 with a cali weed, smoking in the dance, it's great a place. Can't afford to get disrespected, disrespected, and so we pray. So we play strictly the place, oh yeah. The other sound boy, I play flash the place, flash the place. I saw we run them, I saw we run them through the game. All over the place, oh yeah. Say all in sound, I go kill the skin down, kill them tonight. Well, we left play strictly the plate, and it not fly. 100 bucks a dub plate, we kill a sound boy tonight, tonight. 100 with a cali weed, smoking in the dance, we don't want no fight.
You don't believe play. Yeah, you know. Think twice before you make a choice, or you would rather roll your dice. Be nice and listen to my musical advice. Come in, Mr. Livingston.
Wow. Yep. What year did you make that record, the Weed record?
That was done 1990, early 2000, I would say. Early 2000. I can't remember because we were on tour when we did that that song for record company Paris DJs in Europe. So it was early 2000s.
Okay, because I can say that they need to be playing that on the radio now. I could see them bopping on that in the hood, right?
Oh yeah. Some stations do. Some do.
I played in my neighborhood. I'd be bopping it.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I want to say big up to the Cali, you know, out there in Cali, you know, we flash that all day. That's the anthem. Yeah, big up.
Oh, yeah.
That was
Cali,
fire,
yeah.
Man. Hey, Mr.
They
T, can you take
hear
us
that
to
up here?
Okay. Well, you know, we just need to get back to ourselves, you know, not just that plant, but just the plant world here. You know, we need to immerse ourselves and talk to plants and get with these little creatures, you know, that we call insects and bugs, and and find out what they know. You know, what the great sun book tell you to study the ant. You know, this is not the time and place to get into that, but y'all know how deep that is. Go into the quantum world with the ant. You know what I'm saying? Find out what they do down there. How do they survive? How do they take care of their queen? You know, it's deep. So yeah, Mr. C, can you take us through the process of pressing? Of making dub plates and, you know, going into the studio, writing a special for a sound system, you know, can you take us through some of the process of that? Because it's an amazing creation. You know, a lot of people don't even know what takes place. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. For instance, if a sound system owner, operator called you and said to me, Sir Livingston, I would like you to sing a dub plate for my song, let's try and choose the jungle. But I would like you to change the words and sing it more in a aggressive style. So what I would most likely do is the name of the song, the selectors, where they're from, you know, who to big ups and stuff like that. And I would probably start it like before the song come in, I would probably start it like, "Dead to all sound boys' ambition. This sound gonna play exclusive dub plate by Iman Carter Livingston. Big up selector this. Which part you come from? Rona, yes sir, over so. Yo, selector, squeeze it off on that sound boy, cause oh, am I idiot?" And like, "Trod into the dance hall with dub plate in hand. Play we have a play rubber dub all night long. Tried into the dance hall for murder them sound. 6'6" down in the ground. And if you just can't take it no longer, you better pack up for your idiot sound. We run the town." Yeah. That's the way we do a dub. Then we'd go and cut it. And when the night of the dance, they play it on the other sound system. For instance, like in a clash.
Yeah. Poor love. Seckle. I know the people out there going berserk. Seckle down. Oh, that was fire. Yeah. Hey, later on, Mr. C, we're going to, As an exit out, when we extra out, we're gonna ask you to drop a dub plate for Miss Beverly D. All right, if you don't mind, a little
okay,
short
no
piece.
Problem.
All right, yeah. But wow. So what about your experience with going to Jack Ruby dances? What was that like? Thank you for that explanation of dub plates too. That was, man, it don't get no better than that. Going up in the Jack Ruby dance, you know, what was the atmosphere
being in there with Leroy Smart and Horse Mouth and, you know, all of the big man in the dance, you know, and playing new music that's out fresh. You know, what was that environment like, Jack Ruby?
It was very intense because when you go to Jack Ruby, you're going to hear new songs and you're going to hear, like, Brigadier Jeremy DJing, you know, Leroy Smart will be singing. At that time, I mean, I was coming up, but I wasn't up to that level as yet. So I would just go listen, and sometimes they might say, see, come sing a one song, you know, because, like, for instance, when Challenge to the Jungle was released, it becomes such a monster overnight. So when I go to Jack Ruby, I'd probably just go up and sing the one song, which is Challenge to the Jungle. But we would go there and listen to the selection. And we always like to go to Jack Ruby because Jack Ruby usually plays a lot of Burning Spear in dubs and in all forms. So we usually like to go to Jack Ruby to hear some Burning Spear. But the atmosphere, I mean, it was like wild, man. I mean, wild, you know, herb smoking, liquor drinking, people chatting, people reasoning, and the music just flowing through the night. And, you know, it's just a great vibe. It's a great vibe.
Yes, kind of like we having on this table right now. You know, thank you for taking us down memory lane. You know, and a lot of people are going to check out Jack Ruby Dances on a movie called The Rockers, R-O-C-K-E-R-S, Rockers. You can see Jack Ruby Dance and Gregory Isaacs and Jacob Miller and, oh, man, and Leroy Smart, the Don. You know, very fire session that is. But Mr. C, is there anything that you would like to add, you know, to the just being here and you know, any experiences that you've had you could share with us? I know you shared with a lot of people about your experience with your dad. You this is a blessed day, you know, and I wanna say a big up to everybody who took time out today to listen in to this broadcast, listen to this legend. And I know it's very personal to you, Mr. C, but could you tell us about the roundabout way that came about where you heard, you know, that your dad approved of, you know, what you was doing? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. Initially, my father wasn't, and I have to laugh because after he died, I learned a lot of things about my father from my other brothers. But when I started out and I started to have all these big hits in Jamaica, before I reached that point, my father was not into me doing music. He wanted me to be a teacher. And he was always encouraging me to go to the teacher's class, but I never really wanted to be a teacher. I was more a hands-on person, so I went to a trade school to learn electronics. And when I had this big hit, Rumors, playing in Jamaica, and in Jamaica at that time, the radio stations were playing reggae music, but the bars, because of the jukebox, the leading place they could go and hear new songs, because it was like in 45 format. And one day my father was at the bar having one of his favorite drinks, and Rumors was playing in the jukebox, and another man went up to him and asked him, said to him, they called him Mr. Bobsey, and they said, Mr. Bobsey, that man, that name Livingston, singing that song, is he any relative to you? And my father turned to the man and said, yes, that's my big son. And when I heard that story, I cried, because my father never really accepted me what I was doing. But, you know, it's just one of them things with parenting. He had a vision of what he wanted me to be, but that vision wasn't me, you know. But when I heard that story, you know, it was really fulfilling for me to hear my father. But then after he died and I started to hear stories about my father from my other brothers, my father was into music. He loved music. He was playing music. He was playing like 45s and stuff like that. But I never really was around him, you know, because I was a bastard child. So I was living with my mother. I had gotten married with children. But every summer, most summers I would say, I go spend time with him or my other grandmother. But I've never seen him into music when I was around, because I think maybe it was like busy working, because he was always working. But that's the story of my father and my music.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that.
Yeah. I know, right? Yeah, that's deep. That's important. A lot of us, actually, a lot of us have those issues still anchored in our gut and in our heart. And a lot of us have never been qualified, you know, by our parents, you know. So, hey, thank you for sharing that, you know. Man, sometimes, man, it's the little thing that rules the big thing, you know. So, yeah, give thanks. Yeah, we're highly qualified over here, babe. You got some, what you got over there, babe? Let's keep this,
okay.
Let's keep this table cooking.
Okay, here we go.
Look for you, who are cross-rasta. Whoa, la la la. No, la la la. La 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 all night long. Yeah, la 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 all night long. Yeah. Come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long, one more time. Come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long. Gotta tell you, evening sun is sinking low. The clock on the wall says it's time to go. I got my plans, I don't know about you. I'll tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. Get in the groove and let the good time roll. I'm gonna stay here till I soothe my soul. If it take all night long. Yeah, everybody let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long. Yeah. It might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Time don't mean that much to me. I ain't felt this good since I don't know when. And I might not feel this good again. So come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long. And all night.
All night.
And all night.
All night.
And all night.
All night.
And all night long.
All night.
Somebody said it might be.
All night.
All night long.
All night.
And all night.
All night.
And all night.
All night.
So, come on and let the good time roll. We gon' stay here till we soothe our souls. If it take all night long.
All righty.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Now we have music, like we have music that we went through, we say the blues and the disco and the rap. So is reggae is kind of, is that like a sound? Or is there a difference from reggae today than it was, say, back in the 60s? Or is it just a certain sound?
It's an amalgamation of a lot of stuff. For instance, reggae, there was a time when there was rocksteady. There was ska. Actually, there was like mento, ska, rocksteady. And reggae. And reggae was the evolution of basically all of those. Jazz was from that time up. And to this day, reggae is reggae. Reggae is the biggest genre out of all of those to this day. Sound,
okay.
It was the way the lyrics, because most of the lyrics was like speaking about oppression, hunger, social issues, I love to, everything. So that basically is what formed, come around into reggae.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, a good example, Beverly, in the hip-hop world, there was a song that came out called Genius of Love. By the Tom Tom Club, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna have some fun. What do you consider fun? You know that big groove right there. But that behind that on the drum and bass was Sly and Robbie, and that's who Carlton Livingston did most of his great recordings with. These two brothers, they had the Taxi Gang, what they called the Taxi Gang. So I like how you started the session with Muhammad Ali and Sam Cooke beating drums on the table, talking about the gang is all here. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, we just geometrically line these things up to be, you know, naturally what we are, you know. We rhythm in motion, you know. We're walking in rhythm and moving in sound. And so, yeah, and Mr. Livingston, earlier in the session,
sure.
Beverly flashed a song called Rudy.
Now, could you tell us the originator of that song, Rudy? And then we know you was on the mic, but who was your accompanero that was on the mic with you on that song? Could you explain who he is and what he means to you in your life?
Rudy was written and sung by Dandy Livingston. And I think, if I remember, serve me right, 45 Special did it over. And our version was done by me and Lone Ranger. We call him the Lone Ranger. Now, me and Ranger, we go back from 1975-76. We first met in a dance in Eastern Kingston. And at that time, I was DJing, which I wasn't good at, but, you know, it was my sound system with two other guys, and we didn't have a DJ at the time. So I just feeling as a DJ, kind of toasting and stuff like that. And Ranger came along, and he was more eloquent in his words together DJing. So he ended up, he was singing. And I was DJing. And then after a while, he started to DJ and I started to sing. But he has been the brother from another mother for years, from 1976 to this day. We are still like, you know, very close. Spoke to him like this morning, and we talked like almost every other day. And he was the one who came up with the idea to record that song. Because like we were on tour in Europe. And almost every city we go to in Europe, we see that as an advertisement coming over on the television. And I remember one day we were riding back in the bus, and it was like, see, why don't we do this song in a different style with a DJ on it? Because nobody has ever done that before and up-tempo it. So when we went to the record company, we pitched it to the A&R guy, and he was like, well, go ahead and do it. And this guy named Fabio, he plays all the instruments on it. He laid the tracks down, and we put it together, and it has become one of our biggest hits in Europe to this day. And it just has been re-released on platform and vinyl again.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow, that's powerful. Yeah, yeah. Wow, man, it's, I'll talk to you offline about, Lone Ranger, what's amazing about all of this is that through the test of time, through the era of live instruments, through the digital age, you know, I remember the transition. I remember around 1984, 85 was the transition into this digital age, you know, King Jammies, and, you know, they was all doing digital recordings for the Sling King rhythm, and all those rhythms hit, and it was big. It took off. It took off really big, you know, but they had toasters that pretty much was, I would say that you can agree with me or you know, have a different opinion about it, Mr. C, but when the digital age broke out, it was more up-tempo and more based to the toasters in the DJ style, you know, and then the singers jumped on the rhythms, you know. You're right, exactly. Yeah, because I remember Gregory Isaacs was talking about that era that he really didn't like the digital. He had a hard time, transitioning into the digital. But once he did, you know, everybody know, you know, the cool ruler just ruled no matter what. But, you know,
right.
Well, you know, yeah. How was your transition from that? From the digital to the, from the analog to the digital, you know, did you take right on to it, or, you know, how did you like the rhythms, or you like the original, you know, sound session?
For me, I gravitated to it like almost like throwing a baby in the pool and they start to swim, because what happened was that at that time there was commentary going around in the music circle that we as artists that grew up singing reggae music couldn't adapt to the digital. And I remember I was in Jamaica, and Steely and Cleavey called me into the studio, said to come to the studio one day, and he had just redone a Derek Tonight, but it was digital form. And when he started to play, it was like up tempo and loud and fast. And I remember I listened to the song like about 4 times, and then I redo the original on it, and you know, it turned out pretty good. That was my opening into the digital world. And plus, after that, I did other songs on digital rhythm for Witty and that's other producers. Well, I just like one song or two songs, never a catalog. But that's the way I ease myself into the digital form, because I made a decision. It wasn't going to leave me behind.
Go ahead, Dad, please.
How do what's the difference with the, is there any difference with the crowd of music, like when you over in Europe versus in the States?
Oh, big difference. In Europe, they're really into reggae music, especially you know, from early 70s, King Tubby's, you know, Studio One, Darrell, coming up to Technique, Sly and Robbie, and all those producers, and the crowds is, I was speaking to someone there, and I was telling them that I have driven more back roads in France than anywhere in the world, who went to dance, perform, because that was my MO. I mean, I've done festivals and stuff like that, but I love small venues because it's more intimate for me. We drove some dark, lonely roads, especially in France, to go do that because the crowd is always there. And it reminded me of on the West Coast too. I remember I went to a dance one night and I was like down in some kind of valley. When I went there, the place was empty. And by 12, 1 o'clock, it was jammed. Inside was so hot, you got to take your shirt off just to cool down. So Europe is more appreciative of reggae music than the Americas.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've been following reggae music, and I know for a fact it's a quick dry up. You know, the youth in Jamaica, they move on pretty fast. But once an artist go overseas, man, that's, they be waiting for you, boy. I mean, it'd be bananas when you get there, boy. The people be, I mean, humongous crowd. They have to fill up football and baseball stadiums, you know, to feel, you know, it's just incredible, the love of the music. And, you know, yeah, reggae is a powerful force. It's here to stay, you know. Yeah, What about, did your parents ever play Pokomania? Did you hear them playing the Pokomania when you was coming up, the church music?
No, not in that church. Because that church is like a traditional church of England. You know, the only thing there was this pipe, this huge. In the village, there was Pokomania church. And that kind of, we would stray and go there, go listen to it. But in the church, it was mostly like a pipe organ, like a traditional British pipe organ, like church with pipe organ.
Yeah, I know that organ have a specific frequency on it. I know they're using a lot of black churches today have those. They'll still have them pipe organs in there. The organ, yeah, you know, they're still on that vibration. Yeah. Oh man, y'all. Hey, I'm vibing, y'all. I've been out in the wild today. And what about the jungle? So you had trotting in the jungle, Mr.
Yeah.
T. Do you like to trot
in
the jungle? Oh yeah, can you tell us what nature means to you, Mr. C?
Oh, I'm a country boy, first thing, and I love being out in nature. Like when I'm in Maryland, there's this huge park, and I usually get up like when the weather is getting much better now, I go walk the old park like about 5 miles in the morning, and it's one of the places that is densely wooded at times, especially in the summer months. And you could sit on the bench and hear the birds chirp, all that other stuff. So I just love being out in nature.
Speaking of that, I'm going to see if y'all can hear some of the birds I'm out here with. See if y'all can hear them. It's a good time for them right now because everything is booming, everything coming up. See if y'all can hear some birds. Can y'all hear that?
There's a lot of noise around.
Nope,
me, so
I didn't hear.
Kind of hard for me.
Okay, yeah. I'm trotting out here in nature, which it's a natural vibe, and I encourage people to just do that. You know, go out in nature, and this is a very. I know a lot of people have problems with the pollen right now. You know, pollen is
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that comes from the gut. You know, just you have to clean out your gut. You have to get on the alkaline, get on the greens, and eat some okra and some, you know, different fruits and get your gut back in order.
Yeah,
you won't have a problem with the pollen at all. So, Bev, we in Motown, and the rubber don't ever, you know, get off the ground. Let's keep the turntable spinning, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into some dub plate. And we're gonna round this thing up. But, yeah, oh, man, thank y'all so much for having this session. Is monumental. Well, yeah, let's rub it up for a while.
Okay, here we go. Great. The legendary Carlton Livingston.
Yes.
I am direct.
Mr. C, boy, that sounds cooking tonight. Well, you know, you initiated this, so, you know, you have to be careful what you ask for, you know, but it's all in this session, it's all good, you know. This is a good one. This is a
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, yeah, we cooking with Carrie. Everything is good, you know. And Mr. C, can you please tell the family some of the artists that you wrote songs for? I know earlier in the session you mentioned that, you know, you more wanted to be a writer instead of a singer in the music business. But who are some of the people that we would know about that, you know, that you wrote for in the music industry?
I've written songs for Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown, and for my songs, Sanchez has covered my song, and in the hip hop world, CRS-One has redone my song with a Colorweed, Ja Rule, and there's a couple of lines of my songs on Jay-Z album Kingdom Come, so you know it has spread over the years. It has spread to artists.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You see the quality of the gemstone that's on the table, Ben?
Yeah.
We not play at all. So, yeah, definitely want to thank you for, you know, being who you are, Mr. Livingston, you know, long time consistency, you know, no rumors in the business, you know, nobody can say anything cross by you. Yeah. And so that is my, if we would have one, a request, how about a medley of your choice, but as long as rumors and 100 weights. And the name is Beverly D and Beverly D and her family, which is a huge, growing family. So Beverly D and her family, and rumors, a hundred weight, and anything else you put in the melody. Please.
No problem. No problem. My name is Carter Livingston. Now, big up Beverly D and the family. Big up each and every one. This is a medley of my four top songs. If you should hear something about me, come say it to me. Come say it to me. Don't follow what no one says. They're only trying to tear us apart, so don't follow rumors, don't follow rumors. 100 bucks of Cali weed coming from St. Anne's, St. Anne's. 100 guns and 100 clips coming to New York, New York. Can't afford to get arrested. Arrested. We're going to smoke the good weed tonight. Can't afford to get arrested. And so you know I've got to go. Oh yeah, trotting through the jungle with chalice in hand, having no fear of no Babylon man, riding through the jungle with me chalice in my hand, having no fear of no Babylon man. And if you just can't take it no longer, oh, I've got to go back home. Have you ever heard about my love? She packed her and walked out on me. She said she's going away tonight. And I know where she'll be heading to. So I'd be worried because I lose her. You're going to my best friend, my best friend. Say you must have heard about Beverly D, broadcasting spirituality all the while. You better tune in and listen wise. You listen to Beverly D, whoa, Beverly D.
Wow.
Yes. We qualify.
Yes.
We are recording this. Thank you.
That's great.
Wow.
Great.
Yes. So we do it. You know, progress talking. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Do you have any announcements or anything that you want to say before we leave?
Yeah. End of the month for 420, I'll be in Southern California, San Diego, and I think I have like two shows down there in San Diego. Next month, I'll be in Brazil for about a month. We're in Brazil, so you know, and most of my new stuff is coming out on digital platform. And I'm on Instagram, Carlton Livingston, and Facebook, Carlton Livingston. So to hear stuff, you could tune in, you know, to my platform.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah, just before
we
you go, man.
You.
Yeah, just before you go.
Thank you very much.
I want to talk to Mr. C about the vibes in Vermont. You know, I want to say big up to 44 Parallel, you know, him and his crew out there. They're probably on the road. I want to say big up to Camila, you know, big up to Natalia.
Yeah.
And Madeline and D-Ro and his mom and his whole crew out there. And, you know, he linked us up with Mr. Carlton Livingston. And, you know, and I want to say big up to the Vermont Posse. Man, when I'm in Vermont, Mr. C walking up in the forest, in the thick jungle, and sitting by the river.
Oh, yeah.
It is, it's the most magical. Oh, man. But can you tell us about the vibration in Vermont and the sound system, the brothers that you know up there in Vermont, your connection up there? Speak on Vermont.
Oh, Vermont is, I tell my friends, it's my little getaway place. I love Vermont. Big up Shatter Sound. And I started going to Vermont like years ago until recently I linked up with Shatter Sound. And I've been up in Vermont like constantly with Shatter Sound. I'm doing small venues, spreading the message, spreading reggae music, and spreading my songs. And the vibe in Vermont, I wouldn't describe it as nice. It's wonderful. Wonderful. Energetic, you know, and people up in Vermont, they appreciate my songs. They appreciate me, and I'm thankful for that. And I love Vermont. Big up, all Vermont. Big up.
And to top it all off, Mr. Livingston, your last name sounds like a living stone. And we on this network, we talk about living stones called quartz crystals. And Vermont is full of quartz crystals. So I know you feel at home over there. I know you do.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, the natural is mystic and the mystic is natural, you know? Every
there
time.
Yeah.
So, Beverly, fill up the rest of the empty spot with just vibes. And Bev, you know, just saying it, Bev, you know, we love you, Bev. We got a lot of appreciation for what you do. You're very consistent. And, you know, just keep the vibes going, Bev. You know, we need each other at this time, you know. We need each other. So, yeah, give thanks for this gathering. Give thanks for the audience out there. Big up to Hawaii. Big up to Owima, Oweje, and K-Genius out in Accra, Ghana. Big up 102 FM out there. You know, big up to all the lands of Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, all the lands, you know, everywhere in the world. Mexico, everywhere, y'all. You know, it's uno sangre, you know, one blood nation. So, yeah. Bev, take us up out of here, Bev, until next Sunday.
Thank us.
Big up.
And thank you, Mr. Livingston. Thank you so much
for giving us your time.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Give thanks. More love, more life, more blessing.
Yes. Thank you. Better love.
This park with a man called Ari. What's that? 100 meter collie with 100 box of dub plate. Now big up the man called Harry, I'm on cartel instance. Squeeze it off on them idiot sound boy. I call them a fool. We kill them, we murder them, destroy them, pulverize them, annihilate them. We kill them. Oh yes. 100 box of dub plate. We kill them down tonight. Kill them tonight.
Smoking in the dance, we don't want no fight. Yeah. Thank you. The rising of the sun is like a bullet from a gun. The rising of the sun is like a bullet from a gun. And this a one come to mash them down. And this a one come to mash them down. And this a one come to mash them down. And this a one come to nice up this town. Come and say, they could devise a big girl, they could devise. Put my mind. Wisdom is free,
knowledge and understanding too.
Love is the key.
Love can open any door.
So I
should never show much hate.
Is that man is a fool
to what he do not know.
Like my good friend say,
man to man is so unjust.
And you don't know,
you don't know is who to.
Be good to your brothers, be good to your sisters too. This was ordained to be done,
just like the seasons come.
Wisdom is free,
knowledge and understanding too.
Love is the key,
love can open any door.
So why should there be so much hate? Is a man is a fool
to what he do not know.
Like my good friend say,
man to man is so unjust.
And you don't know,
you don't know is who to trust.
Be good to your brothers, be good to your sisters too. This was a day to be done,
just like the seasons come.
Wisdom is free,
knowledge and understanding too.
Love is the key,
love can open any door.